Hi, this is Adam Amin, and you're listening to Squash Masters, a junior squash podcast. In this podcast, we'll be interviewing junior squash players and coaches for their tips, tricks, and interesting stories. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Welcome to today's show. Our guests today are the Capella brothers, Lucas, who plays under 15, Christian, who plays under 13 and is currently number 1, and Carlton, who plays under 11 and is also currently number 1. Let's get into the interview. Can you introduce yourselves?
I'm Christian Capella. I'm in the under 13 age group, and I live in Tuxedo Park, New York.
I'm Carlton Capella. I'm in under 11, and I live in Tuxedo Park, New York.
I am Lucas Capella, and I am in under 15, and I also live in Tuxedo Park, New York.
So I think we can start with the questions. The first question, when did you start playing squash?
I started playing squash when I was 10, and I started playing squash since my dad played it intramurally at Andover.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also two new courts built at my new club, so it was kind of cool if we were to try it.
I'm Carlton, and I started playing squash when I was 5, and that's when I started to pick up a racket and try to hit the ball, basically.
Yeah, because we were already playing squash, and I started mm-hmm. when I was 8, and, you know, we actually used to play lots of tennis before we played squash, so, yeah, they're pretty close, so we picked up squash pretty easily.
Did you guys all start playing at the same time, or did one of you start playing first?
Lucas and I started playing at the same time. I was 8 and he was 10. And Carlton started playing, he started playing when we did, but he wasn't really focused. He actually started focusing probably about a year or two ago.
Yeah, playing in lots of tournaments.
Okay. After that, when was your first tournament and how was it?
My first tournament, I was 5 years old, but, like, technically, I wasn't supposed to play in it because, like,
there wasn't enough people to play, so Carlton had to step in and play.
Yeah.
And it was only and 4 people.
I was just 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my first tournament, I actually remember it quite well. It was at Hackley. It was the Westchester Bronze. Mm-hmm. I remember playing – no, I wasn't playing. I remember looking at this person. I thought he was super good at squash. And I remember my mom telling me, try and play like him. And then I realized I had to play him for my first match. I was scared, and I got crushed.
Yeah, from my first tournament, it was – I played James Murphy, and – and I thought he was very good. And at the time, we didn't really know about, like, national ranking. We just knew that about state rankings, and we thought he was pretty good since he was 24 in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I lost pretty badly.
Okay. So, what other sports do you play, like, or is it only squash?
I play tennis on my school team. Yeah, it's my second best sport after squash.
I mainly play squash, obviously. But over the summer, we play golf a lot. All 3 of us play lots of golf. Yeah. Almost as much as squash over the summer.
How many times do you guys play a day and week? And how many times do you guys play with each other?
Oh, yeah. So we play 6 days a week, Lucas and I. But I'm trying to limit it down to 5 because I've been getting injuries recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we play at 3 different places. We play for 3 times at the Tuxedo Club, twice at Greenwich Academy with Luke Butterworth, and 1 time at Pyramid Squash with Adrian Grant. And the other places we go are just for clinics, just for playing with other people.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and 1 private.
Mm-hmm. And I play 4 to 5 times a week, but last year I only played like 3 or 2 times a week for only 30 minutes. But now I play 4 to 5 times a week for like 2 hours or something like that.
So who usually wins when you play each other?
Well, we play for fun.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, with Christian and Lucas, I play these dishing games where like I can go anywhere, and Lucas and Christian can only go, like, an inch above the, like, the service line.
Okay, next question. Who's your favorite squash player or sports player?
My favorite squash player is Paul Cole, since he does a lot of dives and splits. Mm-hmm. And so I basically want to play like him. That's why I really like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is, well, I have two. So over the summer, we actually trained with Borja Golan. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, yeah, the Spanish. Yeah.
And, so I got to know him really well. So at sort of the top level, I follow Miguel Rodriguez because he's really fun to watch. Well, also, he's from Colombia, and my dad's from Colombia, but
Carlton?
My favorite squash player is also Rodriguez because he does lots of dives, and he has these cool – he has these, like, crazy rallies, and, like, he wears two types of shoes, like two different colors of shoes. Mm. And I saw him play in a squash tournament in Colombia one time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all Christian and I played with him like at the club where we saw him in Colombia, and in between when he was playing his opponent, he played King of the Court with us, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's really cool. So, what's your best match that you've played?
The best match that I have played was against Ben Giklich in the New York City tournament. It was recently. It was 2 months ago in Manhattan, and I was down 2-1, and then I came back and won in 50 minutes, and it was the longest match I've ever played.
My best match? Well, I played this guy named Robert Avram. At the time, he just came back from a tournament where he beat a 5.2 and another 5.5. It wasn't 5.2, but another, like, 5.1 and stuff. So I wasn't really expecting much, and, well, you can go search it up. It was, in fact, 58 minutes. I can guarantee that. And in the match, I did a couple of dives, and I got an injury. So I was almost going to forfeit the match. I just played through, and I hit some extremely lucky shots at the end, so I won in five, and it was a crazy match. Yeah. Now, Carlton, you can go.
What I thought was my best match was in Egypt. It was, like, it was in July, I think, and I was playing, I think, in the console finals in this Egyptian tournament, and there was this, and, like, the game wasn't, like, it was five games, but there was one of these games was 18-16 and, like, 12-10, 11-9. The games were really tight, and I think the match was, like, 40 minutes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tough.
On the other hand, what's your worst match?
I've had a lot of bad matches. I kind of go on and off since I'm, like, I go for shots and stuff. That's, like, my main way how I win. So my worst match was against Addie Nayak at the Baltimore Gold. It was a really bad match since this person was way worse than me. And it was at the end of the tournament, and I did not know what happened. I just lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want to say my worst match was against Oscar Okonkwo. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, I know.
He's good, so, I mean, if I say it was the worst match, I mean, I don't really have that bad of matches, but I just was not playing well. I lost 3-0, and he was rated. Right now, he still is rated a lot lower than me. I mean, I don't know how, if we play again, how our match would be. I mean, he might watch this, so I don't want to say anything, but, it was just a bad match in general. I wasn't making my shots. I hit everything in the middle. It was terrible. Okay, Carlton.
My worst match was in Philadelphia in this JCT. It was against Jacob Price. Yeah. But the games were really close. It was like 18, 16, 14, 12, 12, 10. But I wasn't making my shots. I was hitting a tin a lot. And, like, I was missing my drops, my volley drops. I wasn't on it. And my heel was hurting at the same t- time, and I was not playing my best. I was not on my game that time, but.
Yeah, it sometimes happens. What's your favorite squash shot that you always love to hit?
Favorite squash shot that I love to hit is when someone serves a ball, I just go for the rolling nick.
Well, my favorite shot is the backhand volley drop. I win so many of my points off that shot.
My favorite shot, I've never hit it before, but it's like when someone, when you hit a lob and like you jump up and like your feet go off the ground and you slam the ball and it goes flat in the nick. It doesn't bounce like once. I like that shot.
Yeah. Do you have any tips for beginners that might listen to this?
To make sure you have really good technique before you start. And the footwork and technique, you should have that right when you start playing. Like, you shouldn't start hitting squash balls until you have really good technique and footwork, so you won't develop any bad habits when you're playing squash. Since I developed a lot of bad habits, that's what I would say to beginners.
My advice is to play more than 3 days a week, because if you play less than that, you're really not going to improve drastically. So you have to keep up playing again and again, repetition over and over, and play just a little bit a day so you keep the momentum going. Always warm up before a squash match, because
prevents injury.
I've gotten injured from doing stupid things like that, and it's just so easy to warm up. So just remember to do that.
What I would say to beginners is, if you're down, still have a positive mindset and don't just give up, and don't think you already lost it.
What is your goal for squash?
My goal for squash personally is to make top 10 and possibly make it to the British and under 17.
My goal in squash is to, this year the British Open's coming up. I want to make finals because I want to be commentated on. I love the commentary. Commentated on would be really fun. So when I started off playing squash, Hollis Robertson was always number one in the country, and I was 98. So he's been a role model from when I started. And maybe to have a good match against him would be good. Again,
My goal in 3 years is to win the British Open, because right now I'm 9 and I have a pretty good chance because I'm gonna play in it.
Yeah,
twice.
You're seeded 5th, right?
For the British, no, I'm seeded 8th.
Oh, okay.
But I'm gonna play it again next year, and probably I'm gonna be seeded 1 because all the people that are playing are 10. And they're a lot older than me. So yeah. That's my goal in 3 years.
Thank you guys for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, you can subscribe to our show on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to your podcasts.